I'm talking with singer-songwriter Peter Mayer by phone as he's at his home in Minnesota and I'm at my home in Wisconsin. Welcome, Peter, to our virtual phone studio, and thanks for making the time to talk today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Dan. I'm so grateful to be on. Thanks.
I hope you're doing okay in the land of 10,000 lakes. Everything all right there?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel very, very lucky to, I'm with my girls. They're 9 and 13, and my wife, and we have a nice place for social distancing. So it's all working out well so far. And and there's, as we all know, there's more family time. So I used to be, you know, traveling more as a musician, and now I'm home like all of us are all the time. So that's the upside to this difficult time. So yeah, all is well.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the pandemic. I mean, we're connecting this way rather than having you in the studio because of the pandemic. And so we're going to be doing this for our listeners. We're going to be doing this a little differently than we normally do an interview. I'll be sharing some of Peter's recorded music instead of having you play live, Peter. And so I've got a few of those songs queued up here and ready to go. So which one of these do you want to start with?
Oh, gosh. Well, how about the song Come Back? We were just talking about that song, and I like that one a lot. It's just about coming back to nature, coming back to the earth. And I think that that's one of the effects that COVID has had on me for sure, is there's more time for just trying to get outdoors and breathe the fresh air, just for sanity's sake, if no other reason. And my girls and I have bike rides and walks, and so that might be a good place to start.
All right, well, here's Come Back.
I was born the son of storms, brother of the sea. There are shards of ancient stars inside my hands and feet. Old mountains know me, old stones can tell my story. And wolf and loon and sun and moon call me family. Cars and roads have shot me so I cannot feel the earth. A city's hum steals me from the cradle of my birth. And creeds loudly spoken tell me earth is not my home, till I'm cut off and all but lost in this modern world. Come back. son of storms, brother of the sea.
That was Come Back by Peter Mayer. That's off his your latest CD, right? The Catching Rain?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I love the imagery in that song. And you sing about the trees, the ocean, the blades of grass, the breeze calling us to come back. What did you mean by that phrase, come back? What does that look like to you?
Well, I think that, you know, we modern humans have found ways to sort of disconnect, at least psychologically and, well, in other ways too, with the natural world. And I think ultimately we do that at our own detriment, not only spiritually, but also just in terms of making good decisions about how to be on this planet and how to create a future on this planet. And that song was actually inspired by a Lakota man, a Native American man. I'm embarrassed because I can't remember his name, but he was a teacher, and he had done numbers of YouTube videos. White Hat, Alfred White Hat, perhaps. Forgive me. He's dead now, but he was very well respected. He talked about an experience that he had standing in front of a tree one time in his life, and having this kind of mystical experience, and the tree saying, come back to me, tree representing nature, the natural world. And so that's where I got the idea for the song, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should use the word in describing what he was saying as mystical, because that's an adjective I think of when I think about your music. Is that the way you kind of approach it?
I appreciate that adjective. And I think that perhaps, I think of myself as a writer, very interested in what you call spirituality, sort of our spiritual relationship with the world. You know, mysticism, my understanding of that word is oftentimes mystics throughout the ages, people we would call mystics would be kind of visionaries. They would be just having their personal relationship with the larger reality around them, and whatever visions or things occur to them, inspirations, they would often write these things down. And I think if I would think of myself as a mystic, I would also think of myself as a mystic who is very respectful and interested in science. That is, the ways that science has taught us to determine what actually is true. Because the problem with mystics is that we can imagine anything. And what I'm interested in is the things that we've found to be true about reality, and how to use our imaginations and our sort of spiritual practices to connect us to those things. Because I think that science isn't always very good at it. It can tell us a story about the world, about reality, but it doesn't always help us to come to terms with it spiritually. And at the heart level. And that's what I think that we humans really need nowadays, is a way to connect in a deeper way to the things that we know to be true intellectually.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because when I was looking at your website, you have, like a lot of artists do, quotes from what other people are saying about you and your music. And I did find it interesting that there seemed to be a sub-theme of respect for science and connecting with people who do a lot of thinking. And that, so it sounds consistent with what you're saying, you know, that's coming, you're intending that in the music, and that's coming across to people as well.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's of great interest to me just personally. And as a musician, I kind of have taken that on, at least partially, as I don't know if I think of it as a role, but I think it's something that I have to offer, certainly that I'm constantly wrestling with, is how to write songs about those things. So you find a lot of sort of spirituality running through my songs, and a strong relationship with the natural world, and with just the bigger picture, I guess you might say. I've always been interested, ever since I was a kid, in, you know, what is the nature of reality? What's the bigger picture that we're a part of? And nowadays, I've come to really believe that the bigger picture is the world that we have discovered through science, the universe itself. And so how do we relate to that? That's what I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, certainly that connection with our lives and science is a big part of what's going on right now. Well, why don't we pick another song? What track would you like me to share next?
Well, you know, we've talked about connection. I would maybe suggest All the World is One. A song that also talks about, I mean, many of my songs talk about different aspects of the way we're connected to the larger world around us. But that's what this song is all about.
All right. Well, here's All the World is One.
Say that you stand apart, put a fence around your yard. You can build a tall rampart, guard it with a gun. You can dig yourself a moat, burn the bridge and burn the boat. It won't matter that much, you know, 'cause all the world is one. All the world is one. You can march in a big parade every Independence Day. You can raise up your own flag, sing your own anthem. It'll ring out in the air with the other anthems there. To the winds of the earth declare, all the world is one. All the world is one. Go and ask the Buddha when he's sitting under the tree. Go ask Walt Whitman when he's looking out at the sea. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue. Ask an atom in the breath you take, ask the water by the riverbank. Ask a strand of DNA, it's written in your blood. One life running in your veins, one life from one big bang. You can try and separate it, but all the world is one. All the world is one. Ask Annie Dillard when she's up on Tinker Creek. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue. You can take an outbound train, try to make a getaway. You can ride off like John Wayne to the setting sun. But earthlings don't leave town, they just go round and round until they figure out all the world is one. All the world is one. All the world is one. Thank you.
That was the song All the World Is One by Peter Mayer. I'm Dan Robinson talking to Peter via our phone connection here, catching up a little bit on the work that he's been doing, the music. And thanks, Peter, for making the time. I love the line in that song, "As a strand of DNA, it's written in your blood." You don't hear that too many songs. I thought that was great.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, that kind of speaks to the whole point that, and that's one, you know, I talked earlier about the story of the universe and what we've discovered through science. And boy, we've discovered that we are related. I mean, blood relatives of every living thing on Earth. And I mean, not just sort of related, you know, that all of our ancestry comes from the microscopic life that existed in the oceans almost 4 billion years ago. I mean, it's just an incredible story. And I think it's a beautiful story, one that we ought to be able to celebrate and teach our kids and everything. So, yeah.
Well, that sense of solidarity with all the world made me think of, originally, you and I were going to connect when you were coming into Green Bay back in March to do a fundraiser for a homeless shelter there, St. John the Evangelist Homeless Shelter. Of course, that had to get canceled because of the pandemic, and here we are, how many months later? I guess 5 months later, and you and I are connecting over the phone. But do you do a lot of those kinds of fundraisers to support organizations like that?
Well, I mean, folks often do ask about this or that kind of fundraiser, and certainly if I'm able to do it, if I can swing it financially and just logistically, of course. I mean, it's great to be part of some of those wonderful causes and the work that people are doing in the world. My friends Carrie and Bob, they're the folks who invited me to be a part of St. John's fundraiser. I did one already, and then they invited me back, and that was the one that had to be canceled for now. But yeah, my goodness, you know, what's more wonderful than people trying to shelter and feed our fellow human beings? So, yep.
Well, I'm going to put an early plug in, because are you scheduled to come back next year for that in about the same time?
I am scheduled now. Okay, I did not have all my ducks in a row here, so I don't have that date, but perhaps we could float that date. It's next spring, so it was actually a year from almost to the day, I think, when I scheduled it with her, almost a year to the day. So I believe it's next March, but I'm already going to get in trouble if I speculate too much. But
we'll look around for that date. Maybe we can get up on our website. We have a calendar of folk events around the state, and maybe we'll try to get that up on there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about we go to another song here? What would you like me to play next?
Well, we had talked earlier, Dan, and I've got almost all of them written down that I had requested. Hot Pickles, My Soul, and what was the other one? Can you tell me that last one that we had talked about?
Holy Now.
Holy Now. I would say, how about Hot Pickles? You know, this song is inspired by my wife's Aunt Barbara, who has sadly just passed away not too long ago. But for several years, Aunt Barbara and I would make pickles right about this time of year. In August is when, in Minnesota, you go to the farmer's market, you get your cucumbers and your dill and your garlic, and we'd make pickles together. But we just did it a couple days ago. My girls and I did it, so now we're carrying on the tradition together, and it's just a great way to mark the season. And Hot Pickles refers to spicy. So Aunt Barbara made these almost impossible to eat spicy hot pickles. And yet, you know how it is. Sometimes you can't stop eating them either. So, and that's the way her pickles were. So that's why I wrote the song, just a fun song called Hot Pickles.
how to make a delicious batch of hot pickles. First you gotta wait by the phone in late July. Pick the phone up when the ringer chimes, and if Aunt Barbara's on the line, that's when you know it's time for making hot pickles. Here's how to get the stuff for making hot pickles. Get to the farmer's market just down the road. Pick out your peppers and your little cubes, and if Aunt Barbara says those will do, they're the right ones to use for making hot pickles. You get the hot banana, jalapeno, Thai pepper. Get a big bunch of garlic, then add the habanero. If you dare, pick up some vinegar and pickle in salt. Teach your tongue to do a somersault. Here's how to pack the jars when you're making hot pickles. Clean up the veggies and you boil up the brine. Slice up the peppers, but be advised, it's hard to make pickles with your hands on fire. So please wear a pair of gloves when you're making hot pickles. Of garlic, then you add the habanero. If you dare, pick up your vinegar and pickle and salt. Teach your tongue to do a somersault. Here's the right sound to make when you're eating hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
You pop off the lid and get a pickle from the jar. Take a big bite, and when you start to chew, you go, ha, 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 hoo, hoo, hoo. That's the right sound to make when you're eating hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Take a big bite, and when you start to chew, you go, ha, 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 hoo, hoo, hoo. That's the right sound to make when you're eating hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Yeah, hot pickles. Oh, hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Hot pickles. Hot pickles.
That was Peter Mayer and band on Hot Pickles. I love the sound of your backing band and chorus of singers on that piece.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there is a guy named Jeff Victor who I think deserves credit. He's the keyboard player on that song, and holy cow, he just is an amazing musician. But then there's the others too, Mark Anderson, and he's on drums, and Dan Schwartz on guitar. There's a whole bunch of great guys on there, so I'm grateful to all of them.
Well, you know, you mentioned that that's a kind of a family tradition with your Aunt Barbara and now with your girls. And, you know, in this time of the pandemic, I think having those things that we do that make us feel a little normal are important. And so I'm just, we had talked about this earlier, you know, how life for you as a musician is right now. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. I mean, how are you doing? Are you able to, I mean, what are you exploring, or what are you doing as a musician now with things kind of shut down a little bit?
Well, as many professions, it's been radically altered for me. But I'm so happy that even though I don't have any in-person gigs, really. I mean, I have done a couple of very small things in person, as we would call it, but most of them are from my computer at home, either Zoom format or live Facebook Live, things like that. And I've been really surprised and so grateful that I can still work and make some income doing those things. Wow, it's really kept me going. And not only that, but I've been able to be home with my girls, as I mentioned at the beginning, and not be traveling so much and burning lots of fossil fuel in the process, and being away from home in the process. So I'm so happy about that too. So it'll be interesting in post-COVID for the whole world, really, how some of these things that sort of came online and were we made as habits in our lives, in our workaday lives, how much of that will continue in some way. I would hope there'd be some kind of a hybrid for me where I'd be doing more online stuff, but also still playing out, doing shows too. So I'm getting by just fine. I have a wife with a quote-unquote real job that kind of has a reliable source of income. And so I'm so happy about that too, because it's much tougher if you're a musician just by yourself. Yeah.
Well, I know that I've talked to a lot of musicians, and some of them are struggling, obviously, and some are doing the best they can to sort of embrace the new reality. And I was talking to somebody who's not a musician earlier today, and he was lamenting the talk of going back to normal only in the sense that he was hoping we'd have a new normal.
Ah.
And that may be the case. You know, you talk about doing things more online. I think in ways large and small, I think we're all going to be discovering that as we go along.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because in many ways, I think that many of us sort of, I'll just speak for myself. I have been concerned about our increasing reliability on devices. And of course, it's the constant struggle as a parent. You're always trying to get your kids off the devices and just doing something more tangible, more natural to human life, I guess you'd say. But now, what an incredibly lucky thing to have a lot of these technologies. And I've been pleasantly surprised how I could do a church service via Zoom, play a few songs, or I could play for a little party gathering of some folks that hire me in a Zoom format. And I'm just astonished at how meaningful it is for me, just to connect to people, to see their faces, to laugh and crack some jokes. It's just amazing. So, you know, it's I guess it's important to not discount how important these modalities, I guess you'd say, are for our lives right now and perhaps in the future.
Well, maybe the next time we do this, you and I, we can talk on Zoom, and we'll make this an audio video.
Yeah, maybe so.
Conversation. Yeah. Well, we got time for one more song. What would you like me to play now?
Well, I guess I would. Maybe say, how about My Soul?
Okay.
This is a song that I wrote several years ago. It's a meditation. You know, it talks about the soul, but not really in the traditional sense, but more in a sense of thinking of it as maybe our connection to space and time, the larger context of space and time that we human beings are a part of. Our lives are brief. However, for me, it's often just a wonderful thing to think about how vast and ancient our universe is, and really our existence, because it's the ocean that we are a part of in a very real way. We wouldn't be here without all the things that have happened before us. Yeah, this is a little meditation about being part of the bigger self, as the Buddhists would say. So, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the song, My Soul. Thank you.
100 billion snowflakes swirling in the cosmic storm. And each one is a galaxy, 1 billion stars or more. And each star is a million Earths, a giant fiery sun, high up in some sky, maybe shining on someone. Deep inside a snowflake, I am floating quietly. I am infinitesimal, impossible to see. Sitting in my tiny kitchen, in my tiny home, staring out my window at a universe of snow. But my soul is so much bigger than the very tiny me. Reaches out into the snowstorm like a net into the sea. Out to all the lovely places where my body cannot go. I touch that beauty and embrace it in the bosom of my soul. And so brief and fleeting is this tiny life of mine, like a single quarter note in the march of time. But my soul is like the music, it goes back to ancient days, back before it wore a human face, long before it bore my. Because my soul is so much older than the evanescent me, it can describe the dawn of time like a childhood memory. It is a spark that was begotten of the darkness long ago. What my body has forgotten, I remember in my soul. Abiding ocean, one a sudden flashing wave, and counting galaxies like snowflakes, I would swear we were the same. Oh, my soul belongs to beauty, takes me up to lofty heights, teaches sacred stories to me, sanctifies my tiny life, lays a bridge across the ages, melts the boundaries of my bones, paints a bold eternal face on this passing moment. Oh my soul.
That was the song, My Soul. Oh, that's a beautiful piece, Peter.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
I believe that song's been covered by others. I know it's been covered by Claudia Schmidt because we played it on the show. And it's just some great imagery in that.
Yeah. I was very thrilled that Claudia covered that song. Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for talking. I really appreciate it. appreciate it and have enjoyed the conversation. If folks want to find out more about you and your music and where you might be playing either online or live in the coming days, they can go to your website. Is that right?
You bet. Yeah. PeterMayer.net. Be aware if you're looking for me that there is another Peter Mayer who is a singer-songwriter as well, and he also plays for Jimmy Buffett. He has for many years. He is at .com. So I tell people to think of me as Peter the Fisherman with the net. PeterMayer.net. And yeah, I'm also just newly on Facebook now. I just finally joined Facebook because I wanted to do these live Facebook shows. So I'm still pretty bad at Facebook, but I'm on there, and and I even have I don't know if your show is going to be edited in time, but I also have on August 22nd, which is a week from tomorrow, I have a Facebook Live show, my next Facebook Live show. So that's all on my website. But yeah, there you go. And I thank you so much for taking the time to have me on and for all the work that you do to support music and musicians, Dan. I sure am grateful for that.
Well, and you take care. I hope all continues to be well with you and your family as we all navigate these new days.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Same to you. Stay safe and well, and hopefully we'll see each other on the other end of this.
All right. Take care.